This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The White House dismissed a Friday meeting between Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin, in which the leaders unveiled a strategic alliance geared against the United States. Xi and Putin, both of whom have been criticized by the United States for their foreign and domestic policies, issued a joint statement underscoring their displeasure with what they called interference in the internal affairs of other countries. The joint statement proclaimed a new China-Russia strategic friendship in their words that, quote, has no limits and no, quote, forbidden areas of cooperation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters on Friday, quote, what we have control over is our own relationships and the protection of our own values, and also looking for ways to work with countries even where we disagree. In the meeting, Xi endorsed Putin's demands to end NATO expansion and get security guarantees from the West. Meanwhile, Moscow voiced its support for Beijing's stance that Taiwan is an inalienable part of China. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is directly rebutting former U.S. President Donald Trump's false claims that Pence somehow could have overturned the results of the 2020 presidential election. Pence said Friday in a speech to the Conservative Federalist Society in Florida that the former president is simply wrong when he says Pence had the right to unilaterally overturn the election. Pence is responding to Trump's intensifying efforts this week to advance the false narrative that he could have done something to prevent Joe Biden from taking office. While Pence has previously defended his actions on January 6th, the remarks Friday mark his most forceful rebuttal of Trump to date. VOA News. In a surprising burst of hiring, America's employers added 467,000 jobs in January. It was a sign of the economy's resilience, even in the face of a wave of Omicron infections last month. The government's report also drastically increased its estimate of job gains for November and December by a combined 709,000. Unemployment rose slightly from 3.9% to 4%, mainly because more people began looking for work, and not all of them found jobs right away. Strong hiring gain for January shows how eager many employers are to hire, even as the pandemic continues. Hours before the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics began on Friday, Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Ku Shiyu was arrested by National Security Law Police on charges of inciting subversion of state power. Local media reported Ku had planned a protest outside China's liaison office. That's the bureau that represents the Chinese government in Hong Kong. Reports said Ku planned the protest to coincide with the opening of the Olympic Games ceremony. But instead, Hong Kong police arrested Ku at his residence in a raid at dawn. The 75-year-old had sent out a media invitation before Friday's planned protest. In the invite, he criticized China for holding the Olympics while there were so-called unjust cases of imprisonment in Hong Kong. Ku also said authorities have abused the security law as part of their crackdown on opposition to government policies. The Hong Kong police force released a statement confirming the arrest and added two other men and two women were also detained. The head of Sudan's Sovereign Council has ordered various armed groups to leave major towns in the nation's troubled Darfur region to be replaced by a new hybrid defense force. The new force is to be made up of government troops and those armed groups that signed a peace accord in 2020. General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan told reporters Wednesday that within this week, fighters unaffiliated with that hybrid force would be expected to vacate major towns and assemble at designated areas in Darfur. The effort is meant to pave the way for the joint force to take control of security in Darfur's major towns. And France said on Friday it will help its ally, the United Arab Emirates, secure its airspace following drone and missile attacks by Yemeni rebels. The UAE announced the interception and destruction on Wednesday of three hostile drones, which followed three previous drone and missile attacks claimed by Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels since mid-January. Marissa Melton, VOA News.